Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
We hear the word crazy so many times in our, at least I do. I hear it in my house all the time. My wife is always telling me, you're crazy. You're crazy. And I think we hear a lot of that. And I think the word gets used a lot. And but the depiction of it might not be accurate in our society. What is really crazy, it's an overused word. Sometimes it's insane. You're nuts. You're out of your mind. You're out of your gourd. You don't know what the, you know what you're talking about, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to talk about that with Dee Dee Hansen from The Growing Place. She is a marriage and family therapist, registered intern, studying to be licensed to handle marriage and family counseling and other issues that people have with. But she still sees clients. And we invite her onto the show every Wednesday to talk about various issues. And she joins us now. Good morning to you, Dee Dee.
Good morning.
The depiction of crazy. Has anybody ever told you, Gita, you're crazy?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's like crazy has become its own mental disorder category.
Uh-huh. Well, sometimes people say it's crazy because you're wrong. You know, you're crazy.
Yes.
You know, yes. You think that the Mets are better than the Padres. You're crazy. There's no way.
Yeah.
That's different. But some people actually use the term crazy. You know, sometimes people say the word crazy as though you're wrong, which is fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But when people use the word crazy, they really believe somebody's crazy, and sometimes.
Well, you know where we get these ideas, Jerry. I believe we get it from the media depiction of crazy, and I know for myself. The movie that changed my life about what is sanity and insanity was Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho.
Oh.
And I was so young. They should have never let me into the theater. Uh-huh. My older brothers took me with them. Mm-hmm. We walked to the theater, and then we walked home in the dark after watching that movie. And I was like in early elementary school. And, you know, that shower scene where Janet Leigh is getting stabbed. I read in an interview that she could never take a shower after that.
Mm-hmm.
She was traumatized just making the scene, even though it was all phony and filmed and everything. Mm-hmm. So when I would think of crazy, I would think of the movie Psycho. Mm-hmm. You know, crazy people are violent. Crazy
well, in its day, that's 55 years ago now, that movie, 1960 with Hitchcock.
Yeah.
And that movie still holds up now.
It
is still a thriller. Where have we progressed since then? I mean, I think that people now look at crazy and you don't have to be stabbing people in a shower for somebody to call somebody crazy.
Now. No, that's true. You know, I thought today we would just talk about the way the media has depicted crazy because a lot of people fear coming into counseling or telling somebody I'm seeing a counselor because they're afraid they're going to be associated with psycho or that they're serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
That's another big depiction of crazy in the media.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy people are unpredictable.
But sometimes the media, and maybe it's changing. I sense, I know where you're going here, but sometimes I think it might be changing that reporters, journalists, whatever you want to call them, I don't like the term journalist, it sounds pretentious to me, but reporters, newsmen, newswomen, come across being careful being more careful not to call somebody crazy because of fear of, I think that the whole movement about it has made some progress, but maybe not enough.
Well, you know, you bring up a really good point. I think that the responsible print journalism is very careful. And they try to use more neutral terms.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking more of television and movie and
yeah.
what is like generated in popular culture and in the mind of people as to what a crazy person is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so crazy people are serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
They're unpredictable. You know, one moment they're calm, the next moment they're throwing furniture everywhere. And they're out to get people.
Well, what does actually crazy mean? I mean, when you hear the word crazy, it means you're out of your mind. you're not normal. I mean, none of us are really normal. So to a certain degree, all of us are crazy in some way or another. But where does it? What is there a line where you say this person just has some issues or this person's crazy?
Well, in our profession, crazy does not exist. The word crazy does not exist. People are either mentally disordered or they have a mental or a personality issue. So a potential counselee does not have to worry about getting labeled as crazy by anybody.
And doesn't it affect clients who come in who maybe watch a TV show, watch something
Absolutely.
And think that this, you know, I have the same personality disorder that, you know, my favorite character on Grey's Anatomy has. So therefore, maybe I sure come across a lot like that character on Grey's Anatomy or Desperate Housewives or whatever the show is. I don't even know what the shows are nowadays. So maybe I need some help. I mean, we get a lot of our influence from some of the television shows, don't we?
You're totally right. And my brother loves Mr. Monk and he's labeled himself. He says, I'm OCD. I'm Mr. Monk. Everything has to be on the table in a certain way and the pictures have to be a certain way. And so people are becoming more sensitive to some of that, but sometimes self-diagnosis can really hurt a person.
But you know, Gidi, one of the things I like when I see people who are different.
Yes.
Because we're all different. It's much more interesting. If we were all the same, it would be really dull. The question is, we so easily define somebody who's different as being abnormal.
Yes.
Or crazy,
and
different is not abnormal. I mean, it's just somebody has a quirky personality. Somebody does something that's unique, and sometimes we stereotype it like that. And I think that's unfortunate.
It can be very destructive. Yeah.
We got a break. We're going to be talking for the rest of the half hour, the next couple of weeks, about what's crazy, what's not crazy, the depictions of the way our society looks at that word. And Gidi Hansen over at the Growing Place. If you have any matters that you want to discuss with her involving addictions or family issues, relationships, give her a call or one of the other staff members at the Growing Place, 588-0448, 588-0448. We'll be right back.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio.
Life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes.
This is Live Local Talk.
So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older.
All right, wiser and older. It doesn't mean you're not crazy. We're talking about what is crazy, what is normal, with Gidi Hansen from The Growing Place. It's a wonderful organization there. They help people. They have counselors, registered interns, people who are licensed to deal with your problems. From a Christian perspective, although it doesn't have to be, if you're a person not of faith, they are still there to help you with some issues you have. And so we do like to give them a plug all the time. Their number is 588-0448, professional counseling, life coaching, education, freedom within reach, The Growing Place, 588-0448. Before we get talking about crazy, Gidi, what is normal? What is, you know, normal sounds boring to me. I don't like normal. Normal sounds dull.
Well, you know, normal is an often misused term. Mm-hmm. It's based on the word norm, which means what most of the people are doing most of the time.
Well, in which case, the word would be crazy.
So
we're all nuts.
If the norm in a culture is to kill all the firstborn males, then that would be normal.
Okay.
And we've read into that word a lot of different meanings, like normal is what God intended us to be, or normal is what good people are, or normal is what bad people and boring people are. But really, the word itself only means what most of the people do most of the time.
So in other words, it's a moving target.
It's a moving target. And we see in our own culture how the norms have changed.
You know, now the
normal has changed.
Normal has changed now where we say, same-sex marriage is now viewed upon as most of the people believe that is acceptable and okay, and that is the norm now. We've accepted that as the norm in our society overall, whether you agree with that or don't agree with it. That is what the norm has become.
That's what the media is depicting, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or abortion is normal. It's normal for a mother to kill her unborn mm-hmm. child.
Right.
Or divorce is normal because more than 50% of married couples in their first marriage get divorces. So when we use the word normal, we have to be careful how we're using that word. Mm-hmm. Another word that is used a lot in my profession is functional and dysfunctional.
Okay.
So functional just means it's working. Doesn't mean it's a good thing that's working, but it's there's no value judgment with it.
Uh-huh.
It just means it's working. Dysfunctional means it doesn't work.
That would be a better term than normal and abnormal.
Yeah, we don't use those terms. If mm-hmm. we say somebody's not in the norm,
might be a good thing.
It might be a good thing, yeah.
Yeah, because if you're a standout student in school and you're the valedictorian, you're not normal.
Exactly.
That's not normal.
That's a good example.
Yeah.
And there were psychological tests, and I wish I had my names and figures and universities where this was done, but I remember reading it in my textbook. And forgive me that I can't give you the source, mm-hmm. but they were studying the effect of the norm on reality. And there would be a group, a circle of students, and one person was it. But that person who was it didn't know that he was it. Mm-hmm. And so everyone else was in on it, the group facilitator and all the other students. They would hold up something that was white and say, okay, the leader would say, okay, what color is this? And the leader would say, I think it's red. Hand it to the next person who's in on it. It's red, it's red, it's red, it's red. Come around to the person who's it.
Mm-hmm.
And they would ask him, what color is it? The vast majority wanted to go with the norm. Even though his own eyes showed him that it was white, he would say it was red.
You know what? That made me think of that. About a month ago, there was a story about a dress that was two colors. Did you see that story?
No,
a dress that was black, and it was somebody looked at it, and they saw a dress that was brown and white, and another person saw it, and they saw a dress that was black and blue. And it was stunning, because I looked at it and said, it's brown and white. There's no question. And my son, and then were people who were just convinced that it was black. I don't know. It was an incredible study about what is normal and what's not normal, and if you do a Google on the dress, the controversial dress, what is normal, what's not.
This is a different issue.
Yeah,
this is where people are conspiring purposefully to put pressure on somebody to see if they will deny reality and the evidence of their own eyes, because there's a big difference mm-hmm. between white and red, and to go along with the norm. How far will people go?
That's interesting. It reminds me of I'm going to deviate here again, 1984, the movie,
where
somebody says 2 + 2 = 5.
Two plus two is five.
And they convince an entire population, entire country, a nation of people that you, in order to believe what the government believes, you must believe that 2 + 2 = 5.
You must suspend your logic and your own independent thinking.
And they use, of course, they use torturous means to do so. It's George Orwell's famous novel.
Yes.
And the movie version of it, made in 1984, was actually very, very good as well, starring John Hurt as Winston. But I'm deviating. But
no, you're not, because we're talking about media depictions of crazy.
Right.
There's a beautiful example of somebody who's going against the norm,
mm-hmm.
who most viewers would say is right.
Well, what he was doing was going against the
exactly.
norm was now becoming a totalitarian state.
Exactly.
In which, you know, you had no rights, no beliefs, words were being taken away, and Winston stood up and said, no, and they could have killed him, but they realized it was better not to kill him, but to use him as an example as to what kind of control we can have over someone's mind by convincing this person that 2 + 2 = 5.
Yeah.
And they really, and of course the torture was so great, ultimately he came around to believe that 2 + 2 = 5.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Obviously it's one of the greatest pieces of literature ever, but I didn't realize it had such of a psychological, I guess I probably should have realized, a great psychological torment and probably a great psychological lesson. Am I Crazy is what we're talking about with Dee Dee Hansen of The Growing Place. We do like to give them a mention. Professional counseling, life coaching, and education. Freedom Within Reach, the growing place. If you'd like to give them a call for any issues you or your family may be dealing with, Dee Dee's number is 588-0448.
Welcome to KKXX Life Radio. This is Live Local Talk.
In the last break, I didn't get the number out. 588-0448 for life coaching and education, professional counseling. For the growing place, 588-0448. Gidi Hansen joining us. We've been talking about what's crazy, the depictions that the media has of what is crazy, what is not. And I know Gidi wanted to turn it around to the next topic of this area.
Yeah, what I wanted to talk about is another thing the media shows about crazy people, and I'm thinking mainly of movies, is that they have wild thoughts and moods. They're out to get their family members, friends, coworkers, and strangers. They own and use weapons. They can't control themselves. But the worst thing, in my opinion, of what the media portrays about quote-unquote crazy people is they never get better.
Mm-hmm.
They never get better. Even in the movies where they seem to get better, they always revert to some kind of destructive behavior. So what does that do in the mind of an individual who feels, I need counseling, but if I tell anybody I'm getting counseling, they're going to label me as one of those crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'd be surprised how many people tell me, I didn't come into counseling because I didn't want anybody to think that I was crazy.
You know, a good 2 hours of your time to change a perspective could be to see the film Ordinary People,
yes.
Which won Best Picture in 1980. A young boy does kind of have, I don't want to say crazy, I don't know what the term is, but he had very difficult problems because his brother got killed in a boating accident. He goes to a counselor, an analyst, and this was one of the first movies that really showed how somebody, and he tried to kill himself, and it turns out that the mother was the problem because the mother had kind of narcissistic issues and was unable to really love, and he survived. The older brother, whom the mother, Mary Tyler Moore, greatly loved, the older boy, probably more so than the younger boy, but he goes to counseling with Judd Hirsch. And you see real counseling sessions and how it helps. And then by the end of the movie, it's one of the most beautiful movies
I've
ever seen.
Don't tell me the end. I'm going to put it on my Netflix list.
Ordinary People won Best Picture in 80. And it was Robert Redford's breakout directorial debut. He won Best Director, won Best Movie. And it's, you know, and this is the movie that I hope you'll see. And then when I talk to you next, because this is one of the rarest situations where a movie depicted psychoanalysis,
yeah,
if that's what you want to call it, or counseling, if nothing else, in a positive light, is to see how Judd Hirsch, the counselor, helped the boy. And it was just an amazing
wow.
movie.
Wow.
But so sometimes it happens.
Yes.
But most of the time it doesn't. Usually
most of the time it doesn't.
Yeah. But a serious movie might do something like that.
Yeah, I wrote that down because you've mentioned it before, and mm-hmm. When I leave the studio, I forget. So I'm going to put it on my Netflix list.
Yeah, the second you watch it, you'll be into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, someone like you needs to watch that movie.
Yeah, sounds
anyway,
good.
So I know we only have a couple more minutes left on today's show. What else do we want to
get
into today?
Well, I just wanted to encourage the listeners. Don't think because you are having an emotional or mental issue that you are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to label you as crazy, whether you're having suicidal thoughts or you think you're OCD or you think you may be delusional. Crazy is not in our vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
And we're there to serve and to help people who precisely have these kind of issues.
I'm betting when somebody comes into your office, I would imagine I would be one of those who would say this. I hope I'm not crazy, but, and then they start telling you your problem.
Yes.
I would think the first words out of their mouth many times is, Gidi, I hope I'm not crazy, but I'm, because that word, you must hear that word, probably never comes out of your mouth or any of the counselor's mouth at the growing place, but I bet it comes out of every person's mouth who comes in there seeking help.
Not every, but I often hear it.
Yeah.
I often hear, am I crazy?
Tell me, am I crazy? Here's what I think.
Yeah. Am I crazy? And I assure everyone who comes in, you're not crazy. You may have some mental and emotional issues, mm-hmm. but You know, no, you're not crazy.
And some of the times, maybe it's not even crazy. Maybe it's just different.
Yeah.
And sometimes I do worry a little bit, not worry about that, but sometimes I look at young people, even my kids, and I go, different is not crazy. Just because you have a little different way of view, a different idea of something. I mean, people would have probably thought that, you know, Einstein was crazy.
Or
you know?
Alexander Graham Bell, or Beam Me Up Scotty, you know, that we could all carry around devices without wires and talk long distances.
Steve Jobs would have been crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bill Gates would have been crazy.
Exactly.
He's in his garage creating the greatest invention we've seen in the last century.
Yeah.
And people are probably saying, next door neighbors, that guy's crazy.
He dropped out of Harvard. What an idiot.
Yeah. And here he is. He's in his garage working on some computers. What, he's nuts.
Yeah.
I think that's probably a great example of where you could probably imagine some of the greatest people in our society, the greatest inventors, have probably been called crazy by many average normal people in their own neighborhoods.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. What do we want to talk about now over the next course of the next couple of weeks?
Well, I thought next time we could talk about just some common moods and when they're appropriate, you know, when they're inappropriate. Because I think also a lot of people are afraid of being labeled. They're afraid of the moods that they experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people go to one of two extremes on the spectrum. They either try to hide their moods because they feel, you know, wouldn't be acceptable, and I don't feel comfortable expressing them. Or they can go to the other extreme of just splattering their moods all over people everywhere they go. It's like vomiting, you know. This is my mood, and I'm just going to coat you with it.
Yeah, I say this all the time, and I know that you do. It's a joke, but I say it, I say it because it's true. Don't tell people your problems. 90% of the people don't care about them. The other 10% are glad you've got them. So just don't share people your problems because they don't want to hear about it. Or they do want to hear about it, not in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to continue that discussion next week with Gidi next Wednesday. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Looking forward to next week. Gidi Hansen, The Growing Place. Wonderful professional counseling, life coaching, education. The Growing Place, if you have any issues you want to deal with, you and your family, please. Give Gidi or one of their other life coaches or counselors a call at this number, 588-0448. So long, everybody. Have a good rest of your day.